my levels? I don't care anymore.
Bad.
I'm above levels.
Don't sink all down
right.
to the
Listen
level
Listen up,
of
children, and I'll
levels.
Tell you a tale of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. One if by land, two if by sea, three if by boat, he said to thee. All the way from Boston to Maine, watch his horse go down the plain. Now, if you are quiet and you can still hear at night, you'll hear Paul Revere. And when he says with great fright, the British are here! The British are here! And we'll be back with more Night Chords.
And we're back with more Night Court. How are you tonight, Night Court?
Oh, I'm sleepy. It's late.
Welcome to Hey, What's Going On With This Godzilla Episode? Part 8. The one where Matt and Dylan start to unravel the mystery of what this is. Maybe.
All right, I'm going to go invent a website real quick.
All right. HowToInventAWebsite.com. You're a little late to inventing the idea of a website, but stick around and we got some good ideas for you. So, Matt.
This also site it can also not be reached. These aren't even parked. We should buy all of these. So when somebody wants to make them later, they gotta pay us billions.
Well, unfortunately, our Patreon has plummeted since it is the first of the month. And you know how Patreon weeds out the people who don't pay or whatever. People leave because they like just scam it for a month.
And because you told everybody the trick that you can do negative pledges.
Right. And of course, the bigger problem that I'm bearing the lead here with Patreon has collapsed because of my unfortunate scheme.
Nuclear war.
You might
war.
Have read the Vice article about it. It does not pay me in a positive way. In fact, I'd like to welcome all of our new listeners that we've seen from all the coverage we've got. That's right. We ruined Patreon. If we couldn't have it, nobody could.
The Forbes article painted you in a positive light, though.
Matt, I wouldn't know because I will never take off my ad blocker to read Forbes.
You don't have to.
Oh. Was this a torrent thing? Is this a virus?
Yes. You just have to download my virus, and then you can read Forbes. Something that
Remember
we
how
all
much fun
aspire
it was when
to
we
do.
Would be on AOL Instant Messenger because we knew each other when we were kids? And remember how much fun it was to like send your friends files and you would like rename it like not a virus.
Yeah, I remember that. But it always was a virus though.
Always. Well, that's the problem because you got to get the virus first and then you got to give it before you can get it. Hey, Matt, do you think if
what?
We knew each other when we were growing up, do you think we'd be friends?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I read some of your stuff you wrote as a kid. Oh, we got to talk about that. That we uncovered maybe why all of this is happening. Maybe why we're stuck in this weird thing that we've been doing now.
All of this, Matt, has happened before, and all of it will happen again.
Because Godzilla is... You gotta make this realization, Dylan, before we can get out of this and get back to regular shows.
Godzilla is really big. Godzilla scares me. He also lives in Japan. I think I'm paraphrasing here, but I believe that's what I said.
Here, I'm going to read your exact wording.
Please, I don't have it on file.
Japan is so big. Godzilla lives in Japan. He scares me to death. By Dylan. Last name, I'm going to say it.
Got it.
Grade 1.
And then what does it say?
/SS. Is this a Nazi thing?
Well, listen. We were conscripted. Just like the Pope. Though it's not the Pope anymore. The one that gave up being Pope.
Yeah, you want to be the fucking quitter Pope?
No one wants to be the quitter Pope. Actually, that sounds pretty sweet. You get to enjoy your Pope retirement.
Oh, shit. I just came up with a HBO show.
Oh, the old Pope?
The medium Pope.
The regular Pope?
Yeah.
What if Veep was the Pope?
It shall be the...
So let's unpack this. Okay. This is not a bit. Well, it's not a bit in that it's failing at being a bit. But it's also not a bit because that is a true thing that Matt said. I, unbeknownst to my current self, I apparently in my youth wrote a haiku about Godzilla.
I need to put scarier music on for this.
Thank you. You can add that in post. Goose step, don't walk into your latest World War II reenactment squad zone.
All right. Tell us what happened, Dylan.
Well, all I know was I was going to first grade at elementary school. And suddenly I think I saw Godzilla. It was a big lizard. It lives in Japan, which is weird that I saw it in my Florida school.
Well, you said it lives in Japan. You didn't say it remains there all the time.
Visiting from Japan. I didn't even say that. It was an unwelcome pest.
Did Godzilla have a touristy-looking shirt on?
All I know is that he had a gun. A Godzilla-sized gun.
Like, it was exactly the size of him? It was a one-to-one ratio?
Godzilla can lift up to one Godzilla's worth of his weight. He's like an ant.
Now, when he picked the gun up, did he have to stop lifting his own weight off of the ground? Like, did he have to lay down to hold the gun?
If you've ever seen an old arquebusier, it's a lot like that.
What is that?
Oh, that's an old kind of gun, like where they were giant and had to be mounted before they could make them smaller.
And did he point the giant gun at you while he laid down?
Everything happened so quickly. I can't really say whether or not he pulled the trigger. I just know that I woke up the next day with a giant hole in my head.
We're getting two layers of crickets right now. This is good.
Uh-huh. The audience will appreciate this. I'm walking into my house.
Are you quiet because you think Godzilla might be nearby?
This night's a little too quiet otherwise. I want this beautiful night to turn... Wow, it's really pretty right now. It's the time of year in Florida where it still gets nice at night, even though it's hot in the daytime. It's beautiful right now.
Yeah.
It almost makes me forget about my struggles with Godzilla.
And then every, like, third Monday, it's still really cold for some reason.
Uh-huh. At night, just for one night a week, it's freezing cold. And then you have to, like, adjust your thermostat.
And then you wake up and your temperature is completely wrong.
And then you wake up inside of Godzilla. Did you ever have horror dreams about, like, you were inside of a monster, but you weren't dead?
No. I had recurring monster dreams, though. Usually some sort of werewolf.
A werewolf?
Yeah.
Oh, you were a big Buffy guy, and you didn't like that one character.
No, it was like a wolfman type of creature trying to get in my house.
You know, Godzilla forgets, but does he truly forgive?
Does he forget?
Yes, I don't know, I forgot.
You were right when you said that. But
yes, he does.
Does he truly forgive?
Only Godzilla forgives. And let's talk about that movie or whatever. It's the 2015 Nicholas Rinn film. Only God forgives. We're back in Night Court. It's in session. Is this movie guilty? We'll find out.
Yes. Guilty of being boring. Hold on, let me turn the music up.
Oh.
Because of the funny, funny joke I said.
We just slapped you with a little Night Court theme. Did I tell you that I was going to try to learn to play the Night Court song, and then I couldn't?
Yeah, you told me that.
All right. Well, you talk so often now, it's hard to remember what I haven't told you.
All right. Now,
so what did you do today, Matt?
Were you finished with your scary story?
Oh, and then Godzilla ate me, and then he pooped me out, but I was totally fooled because I'm like corn and that I can't be digested.
Can you vamp a little bit so that your story ends when the song ends?
Sure, and then when I woke up after I was swallowed by Godzilla and pooped out, I turned found out that I was pregnant with Godzilla's baby.
Hmm.
But the doctors and my family told me that I shouldn't take the term because it's a giant lizard. It's going to kill me. But I said, no, it's my lizard monster. I'm going to keep it. And then my husband agreed, said, no, you should take it out. And then when the baby was going to come out, my husband bit open my stomach and tore the Godzilla out and then turned me into a Godzilla so I wouldn't die.
Man, this story is really bad. I hope that the song ends soon.
Oh, boy. Okay. And then my other friend, who is like a King Kong, saw my baby and then imprinted on it and then I guess loves it or was going to marry it or protect it or something. It's not clear. And then we had a big fight on the lake with some jerk Godzillas, but then we didn't actually fight them. One of my friends just showed the other Godzillas, like, what would happen if we fought, and then what would happen is that we would all die. And then my friends saw that, or no, not my friends saw that, and then they didn't fight me. And then the movie
now,
ended.
This King Kong, could you tell us roughly the measurements of its ding-dong?
Well, here's the thing, Matt. It depends on which movie you're watching. This ding-dong actually varies greatly.
Does it depend somewhat on the motion in the ocean?
Here's your warning sign. Does its ear sing low? Do its ears sing low? Do they wobble to and fro? If so, he's packing.
Terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Don't learn the hard way. Learn the easy way. Just listen to me. Can love bloom on the battlefield?
Yes.
Great. We solved that.
Good. Now we saved everyone from not finding love on the battlefield.
I took the Otacon ending. I wouldn't even know.
The what?
That's not canon. Don't worry about it. So, I've been watching the new season of Eve, and man, does it suck.
Yeah, you told me about that, and I watched the first couple episodes, and yeah, I agree.
I told you about it?
Yes.
I honestly don't remember doing that. But
oh,
okay.
I remember it.
I'll believe you because you're my friend.
That's why I finally watched the first couple episodes.
Oh, of the show at all?
No, the first couple episodes of this season.
Oh, it's not that good. There's only a couple. It's not good.
Right.
It's only three.
We're agreeing here, yeah. Dylan.
Good. I'm glad we are.
Yeah, me too. God, I hope this song ends soon.
Oh, we're going to get some short stories ready to go because we're about to play the old, what's this podcast called? I don't even know.
Scary
old
podcast
movies,
game. Movies.
It's called The Bridge to Terrible Lithia is what it's called. And it's a game where one of us reads a short story, one of us plays one of the characters, the other one plays the other character, and one of us has access to the story, the other one doesn't. So they try to play along and try to get as close as possible to the original story.
You really want to do that again, huh?
Here's the thing. I don't want to. I just want to go to sleep.
But
why do I
do
this?
I don't know. Do you want to pick a story or?
Tell me a story.
All right. I'll pick the Telltale Heart.
Good. I'll be the heart.
Do you want to have the script or not?
No, I think I've studied the Telltale Heart enough. I know what to do.
All right.
And then I got it. I got it in front of me. And then I killed a guy and I put him under my house. And I didn't want to do it, but, you know, sometimes you gotta kill a guy. And then I had another friend over to see if he would notice that I killed a guy and he's under my house. Let's watch.
Do, 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 do. Hello.
Oh, it's great to see you. Come inside my house. I've got coffee and a lot of hearts.
And razor blades laying all over the place.
Oh, it's okay. I thought about my own depression and the problems I'm dealing with. But you know what? I decided to do something else about it. Mm-hmm. I decided to cut that out. So come on over. The most important thing when you're dealing with depression is, you know, a strong social group.
You cut yourself?
And you're a part of that.
Oh.
No. Yeah, but that too.
Can I cut you?
Would you?
Yes.
I can never do this myself. It's always easier when someone else does it. Right. Would you know, I never learned how to cut myself. I still can't do it. Oh, thanks. You didn't have to be so aggressive with it.
Yeah, there's more.
Oh, you're still cutting me. Oh,
I'm the murderer. It's a twist.
No, you didn't even know I killed anyone. Oh, I go to my grave with my secret. And then I'm super guilty because I died, about to die, not revealing who I killed. And I feel really bad about it.
I'm getting so aroused from murder that I think I'm having a heart attack.
All right, kids, murder doesn't pay. This was a personal public service announcement brought to you by Baltimore Police.
Hey, this is the Baltimore Police. You're under arrest for misrepresenting yourself as us.
I just want to let you guys know I love The Wire, and I think you're nothing like that. I bet you guys are all upstanding citizens. Let me grab you by the lapels and straighten your collar out.
Oh my god, thank you.
I'll be on my way.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, what are all these razor blades?
On there, I got a big old beard.
You're holding them for a friend?
Yeah, I'm holding them for a friend's beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You're going to the morgue.
Well, I mean, maybe when I'm older and I've lived a full life.
Note to editor, put a gunshot sound in here, and then, like, something entertaining.
Alright, maybe find a nice clip of Seinfeld. It's just for later. That's another editor's note. There's two editors.
Alright, we gotta stretch this out so it lasts till the end of the song. Let's see,
I keep washing my hands, so maybe I can do that again.
We are 12 minutes in. The full length of this music track is 3 hours and 1 minute and 28 seconds.
Oh boy, let me pop open a LaCroix, get some Asmir going at least.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
That's too Asmir-y.
Too much Asmir.
Get some almonds in your mouth.
Oh, perfect. Let me get some almonds and jerky. Hold on. Oh, I have walnuts, too.
This is getting scarier and scarier.
Oh, I just turned my lights off. Let's see how long I can podcast in my bed without going to sleep.
Before you're awoken by the Night Court theme playing really loud.
Mm-hmm. You got it. That always gets me back up. All right, so let's do a Nightcore podcast. I guess we kind of already do. Probably no one's ever done a Nightcore podcast. The things that we do are more of a Nightcore podcast than anyone else has ever tried.
I don't know. Let me get the research team on this.
All right. Okay, there we go. I got it. Man, I went to someone's house and they smell like cigarettes, and now I smell like cigarettes because they were smoking cigarettes.
Inside?
Inside the house.
What country was this in?
Oh, it was the country. Maybe that helps.
What
they
year?
They don't have any like carpet in their house, though. Maybe that's part of it.
Hmm.
Well, that's why they're total monsters, I guess.
Okay. I'm too sleepy. I forgot what I was doing.
They're doing okay, you know. I had a fun... No, I was just happy to be invited.
and so that you could get material to talk about shit about them on your podcast?
I told him, oh, this will make great copy. You guys should listen to this podcast that comes out in a couple months that I totally shit on you, friends. Oh, man. You guys know. Ah. No, but I'll give it a shot.
Hello. It's us. Bob and June Wheeler,
as I live and breathe, how the heck are you? Couldn't be better. There's a shortage of Night Court clips on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a not loved show.
Not loved by who? People who haven't seen it?
Oh, me, definitely. I haven't seen it.
How do I get you to watch an episode of Night?
I'm looking at a picture here of a woman and a man and a tiny, tiny, tiny baby in it. Like a hospital baby. And the man is like, they're both smiling and the man is flipping off the camera. It's very strange. I wish I had more context for this. Because I got nothing. Oh, this is getting good. I'm glad this music hasn't stopped yet.
Wish you could see the clip that I'm watching.
It goes on for hours and hours. Oh, I did see a movie, okay. So I've never seen The Exorcist, but I have seen one of the two Exorcist prequels. Which one have I seen, Matt?
This is really tripping me out.
You got something good?
Full episodes, and somebody's like, season 5, full episodes of Night Court. It appears to be recorded like off of a television, like a camera pointed at a television.
Oh, that's smart.
And the video is really dark and it's a little smallinated. It's ensmallened into the corner of the video window, and the rest of it, it's like on top of some reindeer, like Santa's reindeer running through the sky, and it's snowing.
This does not reflect the music I'm hearing.
I think this is doing something to my brain.
Is it activating your trigger code?
I don't know. But we're about to find out.
Alright, listeners, Wait, there are listeners, right? Hello? Yes, yeah, I can hear you there. You don't have to raise your hand. I know there's just one in you. It's fine. Go with us on a journey to see where this YouTube clip goes. And by clip, I mean longer than Lord of the Rings. So let's go watch It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World. Speaking of 3-hour-long movies. Oh, man, that was such a stealthy yawn. I bet you could barely even hear it, audience at home.
A United Airlines jet lands in Los Angeles, launching the biggest entertainment airlift in motion picture history. The world's press, some 300 newsmen from 4 continents, arrive for the Hollywood premiere of Stanley Kramer's It's a
Mad, Mad, Mad. Okay, well, we're going to have to beef that. I don't think they're going to advertise it.
Certain amount of money buried down in this park. Now I suggest that we quietly get into our cars, and then when we get down there, we dig up
the monuments. Alright, sounds like it's a documentary, I think. You probably heard that one. I feel like I'm in a Chinese takeout place a little bit.
Hey, Frank.
Morning, Inspector.
Barney in?
You just stepped out for a second.
This is Barney Miller now.
Oh, cool.
This music made me really sleepy.
This is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's working on me.
Yeah.
Especially for October.
So Barney Miller is a spinoff of,
on the sidewalk out there.
Happy Days?
Mm-hmm.
You're not much of a conversationalist, are you?
No, I guess not.
It's okay. It's a good job.
Ah, Inspector.
Hey.
How goes it?
Boy, real scorcher out there, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What brings you around, Inspector?
Oh, well, Bonnie, I just thought I'd stop by, see how things are going along, you know. It ties and inspires the men at the big brass drop around occasionally, you know, give them a little smile, huh? A little pat on the rump. The old morale routine,
yeah.
Bonnie.
I see.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Any problems, Bonnie?
No, everything's fine.
How about you, Dietrich? Enjoying your work?
More than I can say.
Well, that's way to go. Harris, how about you? A little pumping up, maybe? A little pat on the popo?
No, thank you, Inspector. I'm just dandy.
Yeah, good. Yeah. What about Wojo, Nick?
Wojo's out. Nick's at the DA's office for a while. But they're fine.
My happiest kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we got Barney Miller and this music together is just, it's just really helping me get over to the head.
You know, I'm actually happy you called me.
Some odd features of not behaving.
We're kind of fool ourselves. Have a seat.
What's that all about?
It's, Gerald Morris. He was shoplifting over at Cotterman's Market.
Shoplifting?
It's a bourgeois concept. Welcome.
Where'd it go? Oh my god, has it been 4 hours? Did I go to sleep? Oh, okay. I'm awake, thank god.
That's how you know when you're awake, is you hear the Night Court theme.
Yeah, this isn't a dream. It's the only way I can tell.
Alright. Now, I'm gonna use this opportunity. This will be one of the sleepy time ones where we help people go to sleep.
Yeah, sometimes we do the opposite. This is one of the other ones.
Yeah. We did that one to help people get to work.
And no one told us that they went to work, so I guess we fucked that up.
Well, it didn't go online yet. I'm sure we'll get tons of emails saying, thanks, I finally went to work. Because of you guys.
Or no, they'll put it out on a Sunday and everyone will say, no, why did I go to work? It's not, I'm off. What the fuck?
We're going to have to do one where we teach people to, like, get jobs.
And then some where we remind people, no, go back to bed. It's Saturday. You can sleep in.
Yeah.
But so don't go back to sleep. Like, just snooze a little bit.
Yeah, I guess we should probably have one for each day of the week.
I think we could make that happen, but right. Only if you pay us. Compliments. Maybe I got a haircut and no one noticed.
You know what they say, cash is the best compliment.
It's
who
true.
Says that? Forbes.
Mm-hmm. I would know. So Matt, here's some local, well, not really local, here's some local news. Well, not really
not
local.
Really local.
Not
really news.
Yeah. Not really news. Here's the issue on the table. Matt, I'm going to drop a bomb on you. And you probably won't put this on the podcast. But do I care? Guess what's happening?
Is something coming to dinner?
It's me. And I'm a racist.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure I said that. God, Jesus.
They should do a Look Who's Coming to Dinner remake with the boyfriend is a racist against his own girlfriend. And look, the parents have to teach them to work it out.
Look Who's Coming to Dinner is when the talking baby came to dinner.
Now we can make that movie because it's been 20 years. The baby's grown up. Does the baby still talk? We don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, what happened when those talking babies grew up? Could they still talk?
Did they lose their ability to speak? We don't know.
Did they use their psychic telepathic abilities to communicate with one another?
These are all open questions that could be answered.
Does that kid's thoughts still sound like Bruce Willis?
Is he Bruce Willis? Is that a Bruce Willis prequel? And that it's a actually Bruce Willis?
Yes.
And he's when he's a bit, well, you know, in that movie, when he's a baby, he always says, I want to start a really shitty band when I get older.
Yeah. He's always blowing on a slide whistle.
That's who. Wearing a dumb hat.
A baby harmonica.
It's true. Wee-oop. That is an approximation of what a slide whistle sounds like.
That's pretty close. Hey, I'm going to use this time now.
Matt, you have the floor.
To make you listen to something.
Well, I'm here. I'm already listening to you.
Because why did I get this technology if not to do that?
And here we go! Red team off to a great start. Oh, blue team. Oh, you got to watch out. You got to get it in the bucket. Okay, great, great. But you got to get it in the bucket, blue team. Blue team. All right, and red team is going to... Oh, they slipped on the floor.
You say slipped or slept?
They slipped on the floor. This is the middle of a game. We're on TV. This does not make good copy. It's like you don't even want to win the express expenses paid trip to Orlando, Florida, the place that you're already at to play this game.
Worked. Dylan's asleep. You were almost like dominating. Good night, listeners. While being...
Oh no, I'm asleep and only one thing can wake me up.
I know what that is. Right?
Oh no, I'm awake and now I'm in hell.
Yes. Right. I think I need to listen to this music all the time.
I feel like I'm in a video game. They can't afford a very long song, so they play the same one over again. So we're looking at televisions here. What, do you want like a 55-inch? Do you want like a 60-inch? What's the size? What's appropriate now? Maybe a 50-inch?
Let's see.
Maybe? No, that's that makes much more sense. Oh no, I'm going to sleep.
Me too. Should we
can't swing
wake
it out.
People back up at the end of the show? Man, my mic is awful right now.
Mm-hmm. You need to pay more, maybe. You know, if you spend a little bit more.
Yeah. Let me try.
Oh, I'm awake now.
Better? No,
oh, good
same.
God, am I awake. Oh, now I'm terrified. But I'm still awake, thank God.
I googled Dracula laugh.
Oh, that's fun. I'm glad that we can laugh about that. Whoa. Oh, that's a good one. Do the one that couldn't find. Do the one that's like the on fire.
Howie Scream. That's it.
Oh, that's a good one. You got it? Oh my god, there it is. There it is again.
Well, good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Matt. Yep. I love these midnight chats. I can't get to sleep until we've talked for a couple hours. Yep. Really.
I hope everybody's asleep now.
Is it working? Call in when you wake up in 8 hours, because that's a full night's sleep. Tell us if it worked.
Good night.
And welcome to the only podcast on the internet about movies. Hello, Matt. It's time to talk about movies. So, this week's movie, I haven't been on Facebook, checked the group in a while, but I guess, let me just guess, we're probably talking about Yoga Hosiers.
Hosiers.
There was a category on Jeopardy, and the Hoosiers? Question was, what, Hoosiers? Have you seen Hoosiers yet? It's a great film. There was a question on Jeopardy, I guess an answer, am I right? Because that's how Jeopardy works. Alright.
Clever.
And it said something, this derogatory term originated from a practice in the 70s. People would siphon gas out of cars.
I think I watched that episode.
That's a recent up.
Yeah.
That's a recent up. And I said suckers, and the answer was hosiers. Hosiers.
Suckers. I forget what I said. I think I said hosiers.
Hosiers? Because I feel like if I said suckers on the Family Feud episode, my family would clap and say, good answer. Because it's a pretty good answer. It's not a great answer. It's a good answer.
What is, you motherfuckers?
I think that's the sound of Steve Harvey pretending not to want to hear a sexy answer, and then he hears a sexy answer. And he goes, oh no! So Matt, I'm here to announce, finally. One heart says Queen Amidala. Oh.
Who's Kidman?
No. I.
Queen Amidala.
She is the one.
That was pretty funny. Did you hear that?
Something about Queen Amidala? Yeah, I love her. She's the best one.
This appears to be like one of the kids' Jeopardies, and the kid that answered first that got it wrong goes, fuck.
Oh, that's amazing. I've noticed, well, I didn't notice this. I had to be told this the person I was watching Jeopardy with. I love the dating game part where they talk, where they like introduce something about themselves.
Yeah, that's the worst part of the show.
I love the part, it's the best part of the show, and I love when he doesn't respond. Like, when they say something very crazy, he will not respond at all to what they've said and just move on. He's obviously been coached not to touch things like that, because he'll probably say something controversial or something that, like, an old man would say who's out of touch. And
it's
pretty great.
It's even better sometimes when he doesn't, when he does, like, try to engage, and it's weird.
It's almost never. He does not touch controversial subjects. Watch it again, and prove me wrong. Listeners.
Okay, I'll watch it again. What the fuck are you talking
about? / Jeopardy watchers. So I'm looking at a high dynamic range television. What
Shut up and listen.
One heart says Queen Amidala.
Steven.
Who's Kidman?
No. Heidi.
Who is Natalie Portman?
Fuck.
Wait, was that from the College Tournament of Champions? I think I watched every one of those. Oh, I miss it.
These look like younger than college age.
I like the ones where they'll do it and then like they won't get any of the nerd, any of like the pop culture questions right, like a single one, because they're too busy going to MIT being nerds. That's always
fun. Yeah. Did I watch it in a group,
Matt,
or did I laugh
quietly?
What's the last
piece of media you've watched with more than one other person?
What? Did you just say?
I had to mute my mic because I got so angry that you're making me repeat myself. I had to collect myself first. What's the last piece of media you've watched with more than one other person? Oh, I have to mute my mic again because I'm angry again and not because I'm going to belch. I swear that's not why. Okay, I'm not angry anymore. Great. Matt.
What?
What are you doing? What's that? What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
What are you doing right now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Turn that music up and let's figure it out. I'm figuring it out.
Going to bed, that's right.
Oh, yes.
This video says that you can buy this musical track on iTunes.
Oh, what's the cost of a 3-hour musical track on iTunes? That's a good question.
Oh, this is a different music than that other one. This one's only 39 minutes long.
Oh, right. One CD's length.
And good night.
Not good enough. All right, listeners, let's call in to Matt's personal home address and personal phone number, and let's demand the hey, we'll be on the podcast.
All right, I'm gonna to fund this. I'm gonna start a GoFuckMe.
All right,
it's a website where you get paid to fuck people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's. They get around the prostitution laws because it's a donation.
Yeah, technically it's a donation, so it's really not a, you know, it's not a big deal. How do police arrest prostitutes? Isn't that an airtight defense?
I think it might go a little something like this.
Da 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 da.
I already closed the night court tab.
Alt control delete night court. Now I sentence you to night court. You're being sentenced to a court. That's the legal system. That's how it works now.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm a law-breaking. You're under arrest. You're clearly a prostitute.
Officer, what do you mean? That's profiling. Just because I'm wearing fishnet stockings and nothing else.
I know. I'm a cop.
Macabre the cop. Back tonight at 9. He's my cop. And he's all cop.
All right. This episode sucks. I'm turning it off and we're going to bed.
I can't tell anymore.
I'm pretty sure it sucks.
Only one way to find out. Listeners, write us in. And tell us we suck.